Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Are you ready to fly high today? Are you ready to fly high with Jesus Christ? Today's message is shake it up. Shake it up. Comes out of Hebrews 12, 26, verse 29. At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Hebrews 12, 27, the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Yes, this chapter talks about, can we hear the heavenly voice? Hebrews 12:26 says it like this, at that time the voice shook the earth. The voice shook the earth. Yes, he shook the earth. And this passage refers to an earthquake in Sinai. Yes, Sinai refers to an earthquake. It's a prophecy of Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also, and the dry land. The truth of the matter is, God is going to shake it up. He is going to shake it up. Yes, this passage was referring to an earthquake. He was referring to an earthquake, and we see the tsunami that's happening in Japan. And we see those the radiation. We see the radiation that's happening in Japan. That's coming out. And we need to really pray for the Japanese people. We need to really pray for those that's happening out there. We need to pray for the reactors out there, the five reactors. Yes, we are in some shaken up times. America's being shaken up right now for what's happening in Japan. But I got a question for you. Why is the world in such a mess if God is in control? How could a God of love let masses of people die from killer hurricanes, catastrophic earthquakes, tsunamis, terrorist attacks, and disease? Why such bizarre carnage and chaos? Is the world coming to an end, you might ask? Is God pouring out his wrath upon sinners? Why is it so often the bloated bodies of the poor, the elderly, and the children that are stoned among the rubble? These are the questions most people are begging to be answered. But I'm here to tell you that God is not in the business of bringing calamities like the calamities that happened in Japan. This is not God's doing. No, God didn't bring the tsunami on Japan. God didn't bring the earthquakes on Japan, and nor did God allow these reactors happen and this radiation to be spilled out in Japan. No, on the contrary, he is the giver of life. The Bible says, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like the garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation will last forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Isaiah 51:6, Jesus says, my righteousness shall not be abolished. You know, this text declares a dramatic difference between natural calamities and the work of God. When God came to earth in a form of a man, he did nothing to hurt people, only to help them. This is what the Bible says. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. In Luke 9:56, Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the lives of people. He said, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me for? In John 10:32, Jesus came to earth to perform good works. He came to earth to raise the dead, to heal the blind, to help the sick. He says, "It is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish," in Matthew 18:14. It was God's design that his sons and daughters should forever smell the fragrance of exotic flowers, not rotting corpse. They should always enjoy the delicacies of tropical fruit, of tasty dishes, not face hunger and starvation. He is the one who provides fresh air from the mountaintops and cool, sparkling waters, not ugly pollution. Yes, God is the author of life. God wants you to live your life to the fullest, and he wants you to smell exotic flowers, breathe fresh air, and long-lasting relationships. Jesus came to make the blind see, heal the broken heart, and heal the sick. One thing I want to be very clear of is what you see in Japan is not God's doing. God did not do this. Japan is facing an earthquake. Japan is facing a shaking. The Greek word for earthquake, the Greek word says it like this: a shaking, a commotion, a rattling, a shaking. But I'm here to tell you that God did not do this, but God allows Satan to do this. God will allow evil. He will allow a shaking. Yes, the Bible says he shakes the created things around us, but the spiritual things cannot be shaken. Yes, right now, Japan is being shaken. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Hebrews 12:26. At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised once more, "I will shake not only the earth, but also heavens." He's referring to an earthquake. He's going to shake. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been shaken up? Have you ever been in a situation where things happen that is out of your control and you got shook up? I'm here today. There's a prophetic message that's about to happen. And God right now is allowing people to be shaken up, but God isn't doing, but he's allowed Satan. Come on, somebody. God is shaking some things up. God is shaking a lot of things out of your control, a lot of natural things up. Yes, he is shaking things up. Yes, the word once more indicates the removing of what can be shaken, that is the created things. God is shaking the natural things up in your life. God is shaking the natural things so that the things that really matter can remain strong. Come on, somebody. I don't know how else to tell it today, but God is in the process of shaking it up. I don't know about you today, but God wants to shake you up. He wants to shake you up. You know, Japan is being shaken up right now by these reactors, by plutonium, by uranium. Come on, somebody. We might all have to go get potassium iodide. But I'm telling you today that Japan is being shaken up. But I'm here to tell you, but the tsunamis that Japan is facing is one form of shaking. Yes. But I'm here to tell you, Americans today, the church today, our government today is facing another kind of tsunami. We are facing a tsunami of our freedoms being taken away. We are facing a tsunami of our churches today are being destroyed. We are facing a tsunami in our marriages. Not only are we being shaken, but the Lord God said it is shaking time. I don't know about you, but come on, somebody, and shake it. Come on and shake it. Go ahead and shake your behind and say it's shaking time. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been shaken up? What happened to you after you've been shaken up? You start reflecting on your life and how small you really are compared to this big world. When we are shaken up in a car accident, when we are shaken up when the natural things go, we start become shaken up. We realize how finite of a creature we really are. God is in the process of shaking a lot of folks up today. He's in the process of shaking us up. What is happening? And I hope you guys are shooken up the possibility that radiation could come to the western side of America. I hope you're shaken up today. And I hope that you will cry out to Jesus, because God is in the process of shaking a lot of people up today. God is in the process of shaking nations up. Oh yeah, the Bible predicts that the shaking time is coming, when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. This won't be a shaking of the world and its institution. It will be a personal shaking time for every Christian, when God will rock our world. Come on, somebody. God is about to rock a lot of people's world today. He's about to show you about your complacency. You have trusted too much in this world. And God said, I am coming. Let's go back to Hebrews 12:6. At this time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. I don't know about you today, but God is in the process of shaking some things up. It will be a personal shaking time for every Christian, when God will rock our world. In Hebrews 12:26, 27, God warns, the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaking, that is the created things. How many of you today have allowed so much in your possessions? You've allowed too much in your job. You've trusted too much in your health, in your money. Come on, somebody. God says, it's time. I'm going to shake you up. Oh, I don't know about you, but God is in the process of doing a lot of shaking. So what cannot be shaken may remain. The only thing that cannot be shaken right now is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that cannot be shaken, is your faith. He's going to shake every natural thing up around you. But I'm here to tell you that only what cannot be shaken remains. Only Jesus and his kingdom cannot be shaken. Therefore, since we are receiving the kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God in reverence and awe. Only Jesus Christ cannot be shaken. Only his kingdom cannot be shaken. Cry out, everybody, today. Cry out to the world. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out and say, all these worldly things I have put my pleasure in, oh God, shake them up. Come on, somebody. Trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. Notice, it's the created things that will be shaken. It's your car. It's your house. It's your fields. It's your money. It's your health. It's everything around you. God's about to shake. But I'm here to tell you that things of this world, such as human philosophies, human governments, human economies, and especially mere human religion, God is going to shake them up. And Christians are not exempt from the shaking. A religion of covenants is going to be shaken. A religion made up more of personal opinion instead of thus said the Lord is going to be shaken. A religion where self is supreme is going to be shaken. Yes, God is in the process of shaking up these churches today of America. Come on, somebody. God is about to rattle your mind. Come on, everybody. You need to cry out to Jesus Christ. But what is it that cannot be shaken? Recreated things. Things that are not of human origin, but that have a source in the Spirit. These are the things that comprise a kingdom that cannot be shaken. There is a kingdom, and that is King Jesus, and his kingdom will never be shaken. Come on, somebody. I know it's a tragic event that what happened in Japan. It's a shaking to us all. Come on, somebody. These natural disasters. There's reactors. Come on, the plutonium, the uranium, the radiation that could possibly hit America. Oh, I don't know what else to tell you today, but I'm pretty shooken up today. There's a realization how finite we are and that we cannot trust in our homes. Jesus wants to shake up our attitudes. Yes, He wants to shake up our attitudes. Jesus wants to shake our diets. Jesus wants to shake our wardrobes, our choice of entertainment. Come on, somebody. He wants to shake up the way that you handle your money. He's going to shake you up. How we use our money, how we use our time, He's going to shake up, and how we use our worship. Can I get an amen today? Everything about us, Jesus wants us to be born again. He wants to shake us up so we cry out and accept Jesus into our lives. He wants to make us over into entirely new creatures. Yes, He wants to give us the best, and that is the heavenly glory of Jesus Christ that cannot be shaken. You know, when Jesus was born, He shook up the Roman Empire. When Jesus raised the dead, He shook up the Pharisees. When Jesus healed the blind, He shook up the religious leaders. And Jesus is about to do some shaking up today in America. And Jesus is about to do some shaking up around the world. Come on, somebody, you better watch out. You better watch out, because the Bible says Jesus is coming back to shake some folks up. Hebrews 12:26 says, at that time His voice shook the earth, but now He has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Yes. And Haggai 2:6, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea, also the dry land. God is saying there's going to be tsunamis that are coming your way. He's going to shake you up. And I hope today that what's happening in Japan, you will cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus today to have mercy on your soul. And watch out. See that you do not refuse Him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused Him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from Him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now He has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. I don't know about you today, but I think just what happened in Japan, God is shaking the earth. He is shaking the earth. You didn't listen to His prophets. You laughed at Him. So God now is shaking the earth. He is now shaking the dry lands with these tsunamis. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving the kingdom that which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. I don't know about you today, but Jesus Christ is a consuming fire, and He's about to consume everything in His path. See that you not refuse Him who speaks. If we refuse to get strong, get right, and get bold, we should not remain ignorant of the consequences. Yes, we need to get right, we need to get strong, and we need to get bold. You know, they did not escape. There were consequences of rebelling on Mount Sinai. They did not escape this. No, God sent an earthquake. How much more should there be consequences for resisting God's greater work? God's greater work. The Bible says, whose voice then shook the earth? Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens, things which cannot be shaken. God is shaking the present order, and these Christians felt it, but the things of God and the people of God will remain. the things of God and the people of God will remain. Since we are receiving the kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace. The kingdom itself will never be shaken. The kingdom of heaven will never be shaken. So it behooves us to seize God's unmerited approval in Jesus, helping us to serve God acceptably. Yes, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire, the Bible says. Let's go back to what the scripture says in verse 29, that our God is a consuming fire. Since God is in fact a consuming fire, we do best to come to Him on His terms and not on our humanistic standards. These are the terms of unmerited approval in Jesus. We will consume all that is outside of that sphere. The truth of the matter is, disaster is not of God, but God allows evil to shake us up. God allows evil to shake us up. Shake it up, people. Shake it up. Yes, I hope you have been shaken up by this natural disaster that's happening. I hope you have been shaken up by it. And I hope you prepare. Because I believe today there's going to be a lot more shaking up. Yes, you have laughed at Jesus long enough, and I'm here to tell you, you are going to get shaken up. I pray for mercy and grace on your soul. I pray for mercy and grace upon America. I pray that we would stand up and decide what our identity is. Yes, we have been shaken up by what happened in Japan. We are being shaken up by what's happening in these reactors today. And I'm being shaken up right now. And I cry out to Jesus that the Spirit of the living God that lives inside me, the Spirit of the living God of Jesus and your faith will never be shaken. Even though every earthly thing around you is shaken up, I pray that your faith in Jesus will never be shaken. I pray that your faith in Jesus will never be shaken.